It's very important that we not hide our heads in the sands anymore on this topic.
Putting an end to human trafficking will be discussed at an event on September 17th in Hays. From the Ellis County Public Health Department, Director Kim Reel and Treetop Security Owner Dallas Hazelhorst stop by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have a big event coming on September 17th. Russ will be joining us for almost a week-long education presentation of human trafficking and how it could potentially impact our community if we don't start talking about it now.
And as we were just getting ready to go on air, this is what I was saying. Like, it's one of those situations where it's real easy to ignore, but it's happening. And it happens everywhere, right?
That's correct. So Dallas is here with me this morning because he is going to start at 6:30 that night. We're going to start at 6:30 with Dallas, and he'll start talking about whatever he would like to talk about, which I'll let him explain. And then Russ will kind of take over from that point forward. So,
yeah. So kind of from a cybersecurity perspective, you know, obviously human trafficking's went on, as long as human beings have probably been on the planet. But that cybersecurity aspect, the digitization technology makes it a little bit easier in a lot of regards. You know, we have Bitcoin, things like that to anonymize payments. We have different things like the dark web to try and anonymize some of those communications. So that's where that cybersecurity component really comes into play as far as a bigger picture. The other thing that we'll be doing actually as part of STEM Harvest is on the 16th, we'll actually have a speaker come in that will be discussing open source intelligence, OSINT. And so it's going to be a free training for all students. There will be a fee for anybody that's, older than a student. he's going to be doing a 3 or 4 hour training on the 16th in the STEM Harvest space. On the 17th, he's going to come back, do 3 or 4 hours of basically putting those skill sets to use with live missing persons cases. So basically learn things and then try and put it to use. And then obviously in the evening, he'll help us out and be one of the speakers at the event as well at Beach Schmidt.
Very cool. I wonder, Kim, if you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of the overview of this Stop Trafficking Project before we get into some of the details of this event coming up at 7 o'clock on the 17th.
Yeah. So I heard about Russ Tuttle in the middle of COVID. He did a presentation for us public, those of us that are in public health. It was a 30-minute presentation, and by the time he was done, I was captivated by what he had to say. Russ does a very good job of streamlining presentations to adults only, which on Sunday night the 17th, it's an adults-only conversation. So you will need to be 18 or over to get in. And then once we hit the schools, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the schools, TMP, Holy Family, 489, Ellis, and Victoria, we're going to start at the high school level, which he will have a presentation for high schoolers. We'll transition over to middle school, again, a very specific presentation for them. And then we go into 3 through 5 and then K-2. So by the time he hits the K-2 population, I'm pretty sure from what I understood, he refers to human traffickers as roaches. So he kind of brings it down to their level where they can understand it. And it's going to be an amazing week and a lot of education coming to Hays.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of these programming. I've got kind of the flyer here about the event on the 17th. And this is going to be, by the way, 7 o'clock at Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center there on the Fort Hays State University campus. What are people going to hear at this particular event?
So they're going to, let me find all of his information here.
So there's a lot to cover when you talk about this stuff, right?
Correct. And he's going to use real life examples to kind of walk you through it, if you will. And I don't want to give a lot away because I want you to show up to hear it for yourself. But the goal of the presentation from Russ is to talk about social media, how and why we must guard against vulnerabilities, and that's a big thing that can be exploited, such as loneliness, depression, suicide ideation, sexting, sextortion, pornography, cyberbullying, exploitation, sexual exploitation, and domestic minor sex trafficking. Russ is going to educate students to understand manipulation tactics used by predators, because the predators that are online technically are the best psychologists in the world. And they use vulnerabilities of those that are online to capture that person. So for example, if you post online that you're mad at your mom and dad and you want to get out of your house, that's a vulnerability that they prey on. Students need to understand that they and their peers are potential victims and or targets. Students are going to learn how to respond positively in manipulative situations. They're going to learn more about safe practices from online media use. And then we want to empower students to speak up if they see something going on, whether that's for themselves, a peer, a student, somebody that's potentially confided in them. We just need to bring it to the surface. So.
Yeah. And this is, you know, again, this is one of those topics I think it's very uncomfortable to discuss. Nobody wants to think about it. Nobody wants to say, yes, this is happening. But this awareness really is key to stopping just human trafficking in general, right?
Yeah. I was on a conference call Monday with ICTSOS.org, I believe, was the name of the organization. And it's a nonprofit organization in Wichita. But speaking for Wichita right now, 13 to 15-year-olds are the highest trafficked, whether it's male or female, in Wichita. So it's very important that we not hide our heads in the sands anymore on this topic. And they actually have a middle school curriculum that they have developed with the Wichita schools because of the importance of this, because it is so prevalent within any community in Kansas at this point.
Yeah, and you mentioned the psychology piece of this, and it kind of Dallas and I have talked about scams over the years, and it kind of it makes me think of that as well, because it's so easy to fall into that trap, and especially if you're not familiar with the warning signs and how to spot it, and this is a way to combat that as well, right?
Correct. That is correct.
So we've got just a couple minutes left, but I want to talk about, like, how do people get signed up? Let's start with Dallas with your events. How do people, if they're interested in the STEM Harvest event on the 16th, get signed up and get down there to hear this information?
Yeah, so the easiest way right now is just follow us on social media, and we'll start sending out some of the links for that information. Obviously, Ellis County Health Department will be sharing some of those things for us as well. But yeah, just want to get as many butts in the seats, so to speak, as we can for all of this, because it's not going away. If anything, like I said, technology's made it a little bit easier in a lot of regards. So, yeah, just trying to get as many people aware of it to be able to identify those warning signs, whether it's from a third-party perspective or a first-person perspective.
Mm-hmm. And then for the event on the 17th, how do people get participating?
So the event on September 17th is not only sponsored by us, but it's sponsored by Wonder Women's League, as well as Fort Hays State Health and Wellness, simply because they donated Beach Schmidt. So the tickets are free because of their generous donation. Again, we're going to kick it off with Dallas at 6:30. Russ will be followed at 7. We're just asking that you show up, turn your cell phones off for that night, learn a little bit, and then take what you learn and go home and maybe bring 5 or 10 friends with you. So again, it's 18 and over that night, and then we'll hit the schools the rest of the week.
Very good. Well, guys, yeah, we're virtually out of time. Any other last thoughts or anything else we want to hit on about this before we go?
So I will just mention Options came out with some great statistics in May of this year when they were at a commission meeting in Northwest Kansas, which is us all the way up to the Nebraska border, over to the Colorado border. In 2021 alone, there were 735 reported offenses of stalking and 85 reported offenses of human trafficking. So if you don't think that it's here, it definitely is, and it's time to get your head out of the sand.
Yeah. And those are the reported cases.
Correct.
That this stuff's happening a lot more than that.